It's all we need as he passes by. Praise God. I mentioned the other day, do you remember the first time Jesus touched you? Have you ever thought about that? Were you a child? Maybe an adult. And there was a time when you knew that God had touched your heart, touched your body. Maybe you'd like to say something about that this morning. I don't know. Just a suggestion. I remember, I think I was about 12 years old. I was attending a retreat with a Baptist church in Canada. And something happened to me at that retreat. You know, I can't say the day that I was saved. I can't say it was a Tuesday night, 1970 or whatever. Some people can do that. I'm always interested in that. I know the night I was saved. With me, it was more of a gradual thing. But I know that when I was around 12, I'm not sure what the date was, we went up to that retreat. And I know that I was saying yes to everything I was hearing. I'm sure the Baptist church was presenting the gospel over and over again. They often do that. And when I came home, everything was different. Even before then. I often think of it when I sing the song, I Am His and He Is Mine, because it says, heaven above was softer blue, earth beneath was sweeter green, something lived in every you that Christless eyes had never seen. And I remember being up there in Canada, and even the trees looked greener and the sky looked bluer. It was just a whole change of attitude. And God began to put such a love in my heart for Jesus. And I remember coming home, and I loved to be around people that talked about Jesus. I remember my Aunt Grace, we heard about Lucy Petrarca, well, this was Lucy's sister, and she was visiting. And they were sitting around the table, my parents, and I remember that, sitting in the kitchen, just loving to hear about Jesus, and loving to go to church and be in that place where we worshiped him. That change took place in my life. And I don't know at what point I stepped over into salvation, if you could say it that way. But that began to grow in my heart, and that was a real touch of God. I know that I got interested in other things for a while in my early teens and didn't have that same experience. But God never let go. And then I remember being in the Assembly of God Church. We had switched by then. And there was a minister by the name of Bert Seavey. I remember him. And he was an evangelist. And in one meeting, he said, you know, some of you have asked Jesus to come into your heart and so many times, and you're not sure whether he did or not. Right? You're still troubled over that. And I was beginning to think that way. And then he said, you know, the Bible says that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And he said, if we do our part, don't you think God will do his part? Mm-hmm. And he said, if you're sincere and you've asked Christ to come into your life, he said, and you've confessed your sin best you know how, you've done your part, then you ought to believe that God has done his and thank him for it. And so I took that up. It went into my heart. And instead of begging Jesus to come into my heart every time there was an altar call, I started thanking him. Sort of like name it, claim it, it sounds like, but not exactly. But I just, the Lord made that real to me that in my situation, that's what I needed to do. I needed to thank him that he did his part. And as I persisted doing that, the wonderful assurance of salvation came into my life. Then I didn't question anymore whether I belonged to Jesus. I knew I belonged to him. I didn't have to ask him to come into my heart over and over again anymore. Now I had a lot of growing to do, but I needed to know, to have that settled, to have the witness of the Spirit that I belong to him. And those were two touches of God in my early life that really were very real and very precious, and was the beginning of a whole new life God had in mind for me. And maybe you remember the first time Jesus touched you.
Amen. Praise God. He was wounded for our transgressions.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Jesus, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Let's sing that song. Just sing the chorus of He was wounded for our transgressions.
134. I'd like to talk about healing this morning, and then I'd like to pray for some that have asked for a prayer, and I'd certainly like to open that up to others. Maybe you have a testimony yet. You're thinking about God's touch in your life, and we'll have opportunity for that again tonight, okay? And maybe God will put that on others' hearts as well. But let's sing number 134, and let's prepare our hearts to receive God's word and faith for healing as we sing. Let's stand together. 134.
Yeah.
arsenal. He was bruised for my iniquity. Surely he bore my sorrows, and by his stripes I am healed.
Hallelujah. My transgressions, hallelujah, my iniquities. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the Lord, oh, by his stripes I am healed. Yes, Lord, thank you, Savior, glory, glory.